give you some scriptures on that. Yeah. Praise God. If you go to Acts 4:12 say that, praise God, neither is there salvation in none other, for there is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved other than the name of Jesus. Praise God. So he is our only, praise God, he is our only hope. Praise God. Not only is he our only hope.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
I can't keep up with y'all. When I put on my suit, y'all put on y'all t-shirts. I put on my t-shirt, y'all got on a suit. I don't know if this is a conspiracy or what. Now, what y'all wearing this evening? Okay, well, I know, because I thought maybe I was going to be ready today. I put on my t-shirt and I come out here, but I got black suits on. Amen. But thank God. Well, now, I would let you turn with me to the book of James. To Reverend Hurd, we thank God for him. Book of James, chapter number 1. James, chapter number 1. Everybody got it? Say amen. We gonna get this mic fixed. Just keep cutting out. Amen. All right, the first chapter of the book of James. That's gone all the way back to the back of your book in Hebrew, then James. Amen. Amen. All right, we want to read verse 2 through 7 with the emphasis on verse number 2. That's where we draw our subject. Everybody, guys, say amen. Anybody still looking? Say, hold up a minute. Did I hear somebody say, hold up? All right, we're going to wait on. All right, that's all right. We're going to wait a minute. All right. I think we ought to be there by now. And so it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Well, I might as well do verse 8. He is double-minded and unstable in his ways. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. For a little while this morning with your prayers, I want to talk about the problem of temptation. God our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now. We thank you for your spirit that has been moving in our midst. And we ask now for a fresh anointing, and that anointing grant us preaching power. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. My brethren, count it all joys when you fall into various trials or various temptations. The problem of temptation. Let me begin by saying that the word temptation basically means testing or trials. And now most new Christians are shocked that temptation still come their way after their conversion experience or after receiving Christ as their Savior. And then even many older, mature Christians many times respond in utter unbelief when they fall into some sin to which they thought that they were now immune to. But my brothers and sisters, I need to tell us that everyone who lives in this world endures some measure of trouble. Because James doesn't say if trouble or trials come our way, but when it does, because none of us are beyond the influence of temptation. In other words, none of God's children are exempt from the troubles and trials of this world. And that's why Jesus said to us in John's Gospel 15 and 20, he said, if they persecute me, they will also persecute you. And then Paul reminded his son Timothy in the ministry in 2 Timothy 3 and 12. He said, indeed, all those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But now our endurance of trials and temptation is really what shows if we are a genuine Christian or not. In other words, how a person handles troubles and trials will reveal whether his or her faith is a living faith, a genuine imitation, a saving or non-saving faith. The bottom line, the purpose for temptation or testing and trial is to develop in us endurance. Another word is perseverance, and in the text it's called patience, and it is also called steadfastness. But the Bible says in Romans 3-5 that we can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. Bottom line, once this truth is realized, we are in a position to understand temptation more clearly and to conquer it more effectively. And so let us see what James can tell us in the text that will help us to count it all joy when we are faced with the problems of temptation. Well, first of all, we must have the proper attitude toward temptation. According to verse 2, James they counted or consider it all joy when you fall into various trials. How can we do this? Well, when faith in Jesus Christ is genuine, James assures us that even the worst of trouble can and should be a cause for thanksgiving and rejoicing. Because the more we rejoice in our testing, the more we realize that they are not liabilities but privileges, ultimately beneficial and not harmless, harmful rather, no matter how destructive and painful the immediate experience of them might appear. Because when we face our trial with the proper attitude that James admonishes, we discover that the greatest part of joy is drawing closer to the Lord, who is the source of all joy. By becoming most sensitive to his presence, his goodness, his love, and his grace. And even our prayer life increases, as does our interest in and study of the Word of God. And in each of those ways, our joy increases all the more. Now, J.B. Phillips' translation of the Bible renders verse 2 like this. It says, when all kinds of trials and temptation crowd into your life, he said, my brothers, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. Why? Because the proper attitude toward temptation is not defeatism, an assumption that you're most sinful than everybody else. Rather, it's a realization that temptation is an opportunity for you to demonstrate what being a Christian really means. Which brings us to the next point, and that is the purpose of temptation in verse 3, 4, and 12. Well, now there are at least five purposes of temptation offered in the following verses. Now, the first is to test and strengthen your faith. The A part of verse 3 speaks of testing or the trying of your faith. My brothers and sisters, temptation is to the Christian what a football game is to the trained athlete. It's an opportunity to prove his ability, amen, to win. And in the same way, it's an opportunity to prove our ability to win over temptation through Christ Jesus. The second purpose is to increase your endurance, your patience, according to verse 3b. And the third purpose is to mature you. In other words, it says perfect and complete you. The fourth is to develop independence. In other words, lacking nothing. In other words, it's easy to be kind to others when everything is going well. But can we still be kind to others when they are treating us unfairly? My brothers and sisters, God doesn't want to keep us from all pain, but he wants to make us mature and complete. And so instead of complaining about our struggles, we should see them as opportunities for growth, because temptation properly handled will lessen our dependence on others for moral encouragement. Now, the fifth and final purpose is to bring rewards, according to verse 12. And the rewards are happiness, a blessedness, and the real life is also, in verse 12, it's called the crown of life. Now, the crown of life is like a victory wreath given to the winning athlete, according to 1 Corinthians 9 and 25. And that says to us that God's crown, amen, is not glory and honor here on earth, but the reward of eternal life, of living with God forever. Well, brothers and sisters, the only way we can be in God's winner's circle is by loving him and by staying faithful under pressure. Well, what are we to do during our temptations and trials? My brothers and sisters, we should be offering prayer during our temptation. In other words, we must pray for wisdom in order to handle our troubles. And our prayers must be offered in faith, because the text says in verse 5 through 8, if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all men freely or liberally. But verse 6 says, but let him ask in faith. Why? Because if you don't believe you will get what you're asking for, then you won't receive anything from the Lord. Then in verse 9 through 11, it calls our attention to the fact that a proper perspective, a sense of value of the outward and inward, or an awareness of the real values in life is a great help in conquering temptation. Now here James speaks to the rich and the poor Christian. In other words, whether you are rich or poor, no one has an advantage over the other. The poor ought to be glad that riches mean nothing to God. Now, don't y'all know that's written? I don't even pay no attention to all that stuff. Everybody preaching all this that God wants you to be rich. God don't care about no money. Let me tell you, the cattle of a thousand hills belong to him. All the riches in the world belong to the Lord. God is more concerned about you growing spiritually. He's more concerned about you growing closer to him and being obedient to his word.
It is our hope that you were blessed by Pastor's message. Join us at our regular service weekly at 808 Anacoco Street, Leesville, Louisiana, or phone us at 337-